Russia is sending a missile cruiser to the East Mediterranean amid growing threats from the U.S. to launch a military strike on Syria. The Russian President Vladimir Putin says U.S. Congress has no right to authorize the use of force without a U.N. mandate. Moscow says it is committed to supplying Damascus with military aid. The U.S. Senate has drafted a bipartisan measure that gives a 90-day deadline for any military intervention in Syria. The resolution requires any military operation in Syria should be limited and tailored. It also bars the use of U.S. troops on the ground. French Parliament debates whether the country should join the United States in its proposed military strike on Syria. The French government says action against Damascus would balance the gains made by the Syrian army. A recent poll suggests that 64% of French citizens oppose the intervention. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will continue to support Syria. He says military action against Damascus will be harmful not only to regional countries, but also to the U.S. allies. Rouhani has blamed foreign intervention and support for insurgents as the causes of the current crisis in Syria. A martial arts champion from Syria's national taekwondo team has been killed by a mortar bomb in the capital, Damascus. Syria's national Sana'a news agency says the sportsman was killed by militants at the Al-Fayha Sports Center. Mohamed Nehmeh was Syria's taekwondo champion for several years since 2006. Another day of bloodshed in Iraq. In the deadliest attack, gunmen killed at least 18 Shia Muslims in the largely Sunni town of Latifia, south of the capital, Baghdad. Elsewhere in the town of Tarmiya, north of Baghdad, 10 officers were killed in two separate attacks. Spokesman for the acting Palestinian Authority chief says talks between Israel and Palestinians are pointless. Yasser Abedo Rabo believes negotiations, which began in late July, have made no progress. He says continued Israeli settlement buildings in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem have undermined the talks. Brazil's Senate has launched an investigation into the U.S. spying program in the country and other Latin American states. Lawmakers have urged federal police protection for Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald. He's the person who recently revealed information about Washington's intercepting of President Dilma Rousseff communications.